Action Network News, 4.5 minute version, Monday, August 23rd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Christians organize in India to protect rights. The Philippine government looks at terrorism against Christians. And believers reflect on peace and need in Florida's recovery. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. India tops today's news as Christians in Parliament, pastors, and church leaders gathered for consultation to discuss how believers should be involved in political change in that country. HBI Global Partners sponsored the event. HBI's Bobby Gupta says many believers are afraid to publicly declare their religious affiliation change. The moment they do, Gupta says,
they lose their economic benefits, they lose their jobs, they lose their seats in colleges. So there's a tremendous exploitation that takes place.
As Christians lobby for the successful release of the spiritual grip Hinduism has on India, Gupta believes that will do wonderful things for evangelism.
Then I think that Christians will have the freedom to express their religious faith and that there will be a sweeping presence of Christianity throughout India.
Another consultation is scheduled for January 20th in Tamil Nadu. A nationwide congress is expected sometime next year. Next, Christian and Muslim leaders met with the Philippine government Friday. Published reports say talks centered around the fight against terrorism and a cooperative effort to end sectarian violence. The Philippines is about 80% Christian. Muslims make up about 7% of the population, with extremists an even smaller percentage. Some guerrilla groups have engaged in attacks against Christians, creating a tense environment for evangelistic work in some parts of the country. You're listening to Mission Network News. Rebuilding Florida's southwest coast could take another year in the wake of Hurricane Charley. The Southern Baptists have expanded their relief efforts as the true devastation comes to light. Their disaster relief agency has nearly 100 cleanup and recovery teams activated, lending a hand in more than 350 disaster relief projects throughout the hardest hit areas. Volunteers are providing both physical and spiritual care to Floridians during this time of crisis. Meanwhile, some engineering students from an InterVarsity chapter in Illinois were asked to help with a special recycling project in Cairo, Egypt. The team originally went to help tutor English at the Boys Recycling Center. Plans changed when the Northwestern University students were asked to help design a system to recycle Tetra Pak, the coating found inside juice boxes. Andy Ong is a junior biomedical engineering student.
I considered maybe using that in the hospital, but I never thought I'd have to actually use what I learned in class, in engineering class, over there in Cairo to design something. I never thought I'd have the chance to.
It's part of InterVarsity's global urban track. Ong says this trip sharpened his mission's perspective.
God showed me that he can use pretty much anybody through any occupation, and that he will use you if you're serving him on missions or wherever you are, like overseas in Cairo or even here back in urban America. God will use whatever skills you have, whatever gifts you have.
And a medical caravan truck is starting a new chapter of ministry as two missionaries drive it from Ecuador to Bolivia. HCJB World Radio's Ralph Kurtenbach reports.
HCJB's Hermann Schiermacher and missionary friend Peter Giesbrecht are returning the truck to Bolivia, but only after driving it to Quito, where staff mounted to the frame a medical clinic chassis that HCJB no longer needed. Schiermacher explains.
Together with Bolivian Hilfe from Germany and this missionary in Bolivia, we bought this car. So HCJB is doing a donation of this old body and helping to finance the modification and the transportation.
They'll cover nearly 5,000 kilometers crossing desert, jungle, and high mountain passes. The project fits well with HCJB World Radio's desire to partner with local evangelistic ministries in both broadcast and healthcare ministry projects. Ralph Kurtenbach, Mission Network News, Quito, Ecuador.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free copy of the book Practice of the Presence of God from Transworld Radio, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's a collection of conversations and letters that will help you draw closer to the Lord. That's Practice the Presence of God from Transworld Radio at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.